Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Welcome to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD, and Elaine Tong, DO. Our program is designed to prove that chronic disorders can be cured using a unique East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE. Would you like to explain how that works, Dr. Elaine?
Of course. Like we always said, we like our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured actually without the use of drugs or surgery, meaning that when you come to see us, you do not need to take your drugs anymore. You do not need to have surgery. And we do this using a combination of Eastern and Western medicine.
And after a while, okay, you don't even need our treatment. Just do your lifestyle and dietary modification. You'll be symptom-free, drug-free, and even don't need our treatment.
The problem, though, with not needing our treatment is that the number one cause of disease usually is stress, and we live in a very stressful society.
And diet. You know, our standard American diet is SAD, very sad. So you will need periodic tune-ups afterwards. But most of the time, you will never have the kind of symptom that you have before. And we have cases. We have been doing this for 11 years, and we bring out cases from our patients to prove this is true.
Well, Dr. Tong, how exactly does the NBE method cure chronic maladies, and how does NBE actually restore health?
Okay. To explain that, we've got to understand we are living in two worlds, a physical world and a non-physical world. The physical world, commonly known as our body, but life and the energy that sustain health, that give the life to the body, is actually a non-physical world commonly known as mind, soul, spirit. Scientifically, by quantum mechanics, an electron is a particle and wave. That particle we interpret as a body. The wave is our spirit, our mind, that Western science know nothing about. The important point, the critical point, is that the physical body in science has a property called entropy. It rots all the time. It cannot stay alive. The non-physical property have a property of negative entropy that has ability to remain in order and restore order. I'm writing a book about it. I'm proving it with relativity and quantum mechanics. So, well, the key is this energy enter our body, make new cells, and to go to different area and restore order. The problem is when we have traffic jams along the meridian, the antennas, traffic jams that blocks the healing energy go to different places, then we have a problem. The Chinese use acupuncture and herbs to clear the blockages, but they are not very effective. My NBE method, we use nerve blocks, and it clears it like we clear the freeway 10 lanes rather than one and a half lane with acupuncture. So the methods, the results are very dramatic and profound.
In other words, we're a body and a spirit. The body is a physical world. The spirit is the energetic world. If the body and spirit are not connected, we are not alive. We are only alive because we have our spirit that drives our body to do what it does. When we eat wrong, when we have stress, when we have environmental factors that cause these blockages between the mind and the body and the spirit, that's what causes disease. So what we do is we connect it back together using this method. Acupuncture alone is not strong enough, especially for modern day ailments. 5,000 years ago, you know, when we had better food, the soil was better, acupuncture was very effective. Nowadays, we need something a little bit more effective.
Well, let's give some examples.
Yes.
Let's bring some patient, give some examples.
So if this kind of treatment interests you and you've had failed surgeries, or your doctor just kind of waves you off and writes a prescription, then you need to visit drtong.com, drtong.com, and see his patients before and after, and also call the office for your own appointment and get all your emotional and physical blockages cured by calling Dr. Tong at 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Okay, now let's bring in our first guest. Our first guest is Dawn. Dawn, how are you?
Hi, Dawn.
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Dawn.
Thank you for calling into the show today. We understand you've got a really amazing story of success, and we'd like to share it with our listeners so that we can give them kind of an idea or some real insight into how the neurobioenergetic method can cure chronic disease. How did you come to hear of Dr. Tong and their NBE treatment?
Well, we actually were on a bit of a journey to discover treatments that would help our son. He's now 5 and a half, and this was a year and a half ago. We were searching for something that would help open up his hearing. He had failed a hearing test in one ear, and we knew that it wasn't his ears. We knew that we could find some help for him in other ways, and we were also looking for help in his overall development because he had a brain injury occur in utero, maybe around 17 weeks gestation, and so it's a form of cerebral palsy, and we just knew that there were methods out there that could help him in his overall development.
Well, what other treatments had you or remedies had you tried in the past for your son?
That's also a bit of a journey. We started off with more traditional pediatricians and pediatric neurologists and the whole regional center, OTPT speech therapies, special ed, the whole gamut of what people are traditionally told to do with a kid, and we found it to be effective only to a certain degree, and I started asking myself, how do I get off of this train? How do I get my son well, because I see him as well and living a full and whole life and not labeled with all of these diagnoses, but just being a regular Joe person.
So, Dawn, you say effective to a certain degree. What degree? What kind of disability?
Right. What was he suffering from?
Yeah, still, by the time you found us, what is still suffering from that you think that we can help him?
The first thing that brought us to you was he has had a slight hearing loss in one ear. And we knew that it was either a pinched nerve or muscles overly tight or something was getting constricted. We knew this was not a case where he just needed a hearing aid. It was different than that. And he was also had many delays. He had difficulty walking. He was not able to walk up or down stairs with either leg. He had very low muscle tone. And he also had a lot of pain and agitation. I remember our first visit, he was very interested in kind of searching out and seeking the office and interested in it, but it was very difficult to get him to kind of just calm down and be present or to get his attention.
What was the final diagnosis
that they gave him?
That they gave him, right, when you went searching to find out what the cause of the hearing loss was?
Well, I'm not really a parent who's into labels too much, but what I'm comfortable with saying is that he is overcoming a brain injury, and the MRIs show that. You know, there's we could put lots of labels on him, but you know, there's all A, B, C, D.
Darn. Okay, that was a very very wise statement. Okay. A Western doctor used to give you a diagnosis. That's a symptom label. Have nothing to do with the cause. The cause had to do with, like I say, traffic jams. Traffic jams, a circulation that contain the energy chi that's healing, that a block. Okay, those are the cause. That's a real disease. So whatever you call them, hearing loss, you know.
The traffic jam was caused by the injury in utero when you said it was compressed against your uterus.
So it doesn't matter what they call it. Okay, it would come in, we restore the health.
It caused a blockage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize he also couldn't walk up. He couldn't walk upstairs when he first came.
No, he could. He could walk independently by 4, but he wasn't walking well, and he certainly couldn't walk up or downstairs.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to the first treatment? Don, tell us what happened to my first treatment.
Well, the first treatment was not a walk in the park, I will say.
Yes.
There was a lot of screaming. He's a child, you know.
Yes,
it didn't quite know what was going on. But I would say after 2 treatments, he really calmed down. I could see him exploring the office, interested in the colors in the room, you know, wanting to kind of move around, but his level of anxiety and that edginess was just very different after, I'd say I noticed it after 2 sessions. That
okay.
He really calmed down, and he was okay being there. It took maybe 6 or 8 sessions for him to be okay with Dr. Tong. He was a little mad.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
He was a little not happy to see Dr. Tong, you know, for the first couple months, but then now, and after that, or kind of introductory time, he's okay with the doctors even. And he's not holding a grudge. He goes there happily and willingly.
Well,
because he knows it's helping him.
Right.
You know, he knows it's relieving his pain, even though the actual treatment itself is not easy. You know, it's not for the faint-hearted, but, you know, for parents who are willing to believe in their kids and to tell them, you know, I coach them through it. I say, you can do this. You're strong. You know, you have a lot of courage. And I talk him through the pain. And he knows it's true. He knows it's helping him.
Yeah,
in a really profound way.
We really want our listeners to know that. So your son is 5. So he's a child. He's 5 and a half, and he's developmentally delayed. So, and these are injections he's receiving. So this is really no walk in the park for a little 5 and a half-year-old who already is not as cognizant or aware of what's going on. But he is very, very good with the treatment, actually.
Now, I want to give a little mechanics, actually, what's happening. We got 2 medical assistants, the mom and the babysitter, holding him down.
Yeah.
I just give the shot. Very fast, but he doesn't like it. So
well,
that debunks.
But he actually does
sometimes he doesn't move at all.
Yeah.
So that debunked the idea that acupuncture and in Chinese medicine is a placebo effect. He doesn't like it, but he improves every time.
<That's> so
anybody, anybody who knows that he doesn't like it, yes.
Dr. Tong, what would be the normal protocol in allopathic medicine, and would it produce the results that the NBE method has produced?
Let me tell you, okay, the allopathic method will never improve the patient that we do, okay? Drugs are harmful.
Especially in his case.
Yeah, drugs are harmful, okay?
You don't want to give him more medication.
Exactly, okay? let me tell you why drugs in any case is harmful, okay? The healing problem had to do with the energy called qi. Every chemical prescription are poisons. You put in the body, you drain your liver qi, and your kidney qi. It's just like putting something in a business that the business doesn't need. So you're going to drain manpower or woman power to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you drain the energy or drain money, you harm the system. So prescription drugs are not good. because they treat the symptom. When you stop, the symptom comes back.
Right.
And then the underlying disease still keep decaying and rotting the system. So there are two damage. One is your underlying disease, not treated. It's still rotting the system. And the chemical, rotting your liver, rotting your all the other organs.
And you see a lot of children are put on, ADD drugs. It's very, very commonly used.
ADD
now
is very easy to treat.
Well, first of all, ADD is overdiagnosed.
Overdiagnosed.
Because children already have more energy than adults do. That's natural. They have more yang energy.
Exactly. In nature, they are inefficient. The common energy deficient and too much yang, okay? That's natural, okay?
It's very natural.
But psychiatrists utilize this and overdiagnose and push drugs and putting new diagnosis. They want to now pass law to mandatory do mental screening and those things. And the only purpose is to push drugs.
So if you have a concern with your child and you've tried everything, gone to pediatricians and speech therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, they've got your kid on this drug, that drug, and you're not getting any relief as a parent and the child is suffering just more and more and getting more and more frustrated, you need to visit Dr. Tong, drtong.com, drtong.com on the web, or call and make your appointment at 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664. You could have results like Dawn and her 5.5-year-old son. And Dawn, what kinds of treatments were you offered before you finally found Dr. Tong?
Well, like I said, we've had a whole journey of treatments and making choices as a parent. And I must say that Dr. Tong's treatments have not disappointed, as most therapies we've tried in the past have a plateau point at around 4 to 6 months. My husband and I kind of looked at each other and said, okay, here's the point where most therapies start to plateau. Let's see how he does in the next couple of weeks. And I think Dr. Tong gave him a certain injection to help him grow stronger and taller. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I'm adjusting his pants because
he is getting taller. I do notice that too.
Taller. His physical body is changing little by little, week after week. He's just growing in strength. He can go up and down stairs with both legs now.
That's amazing.
His head is physically growing and changing.
It's more round now, right? His head.
Much more round, and I can, when you can visually see with the naked eye a change in another person's anatomy, it's pretty astounding. And not to mention their development. He's trying to talk. He's very interactive and social, even though at times it's hard to get his attention. He's learned all of his colors. He knows how to read a dozen more or more words. I mean, he's there. It's just making
so you attribute all this improvement to our treatment.
I have seen all these improvements through the last year and a half that we've come to treatments, and we did not see the plateau at the 6 month mark like we were kind of expecting, because we'd seen so many other treatments help a little at the beginning, but we could tell it was helping, making a little impact on the nervous system.
In fact, actually, I think the improvements are even bigger now as we go along. Would you say that? I don't know.
I think they're really amazing. I think this is just the beginning of his of his healing. He's 5.5, and I think it's an honor to be able to even give this much of a testimony. But check back in another year and another 5 years. This kid is doing amazing things.
I can tell that.
Believe in him.
I can tell that the leg improvement, the strength, is like the next time after the treatment. The next time you can see him, he was much more steady when he walks.
Absolutely.
And as a mother, Dawn, you have such faith and great vision for him, and so I'm sure he picks up on that. And then you take him in to see Dr. Tong, who's basically on that same page and got it all together. You guys have great foresight and vision for this child, and so I'll be excited if we can talk to you again in another year. And we really, really are amazed with the progress. With the progress that he's made so far. So we want to thank you for sharing your story
Yeah. And I do have to say that the hearing came back in that year as well. That came right away within the first couple of months.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah.
Even what we first came in for, and just a little tiny glimpse also, he had severe headaches, and he couldn't tolerate riding in the car. He would cry and scream and hit his head, and that's completely gone and completely changed. So the Tongs have been instrumental in really helping our son.
Oh, Dawn, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
They are amazing, aren't they? Dawn, thank you for calling and or for joining our show today and sharing your story about your son. And we will be checking in with you as to see how the further progress goes.
Take care.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now let's go to Michael. Thank you
for joining us.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Michael, how did you hear about Drs. Tong and their NBE treatment, and what was the problem that brought you to seek their care?
I first heard about it on the radio, KBRT, and I had some pains in my back and neck, right shoulder, and insomnia problems.
And how long had you been suffering with these problems?
Yeah, how bad are they? How bad were they?
Medium, probably medium bad, and how long? The pains were probably 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And the insomnia was longer.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of treatments had you had in the past to alleviate these problems?
I had tried some chiropractic, and a regular doctor, had recommended some anti-inflammatory type drugs, and I did not want to take those.
Oh.
Did they work?
I tried it, and it was sort of temporary solution, but I definitely did not want to do any of those anti-inflammatory drugs over any length of time.
So that was out the window and not a successful treatment for you.
Yeah.
Had the doctors given you any hope regarding being able to either cure your condition or at least restore some functionality to your neck and shoulder?
No, nothing that I...
Yeah, so how many doctors have you seen, Michael?
Just two.
Just two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for 4 to 5 years, you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question. What convinced you to go see them?
Hearing the testimonials from other patients was a big factor, and I wanted to go deeper into the process of finding out more about health.
Okay.
So what happened to the first treatment?
The first treatment was very powerful, and I had to rest up afterwards, which made sense. It was like the energies were reorganizing, and I could tell that, and the rest seemed to be the best.
And you say something about you are connected to the foundation of health?
After the second treatment, I became very, very happy, and it's like I had whole new insight, and I was connected. I felt strongly connected to the foundation of health, which meant to me the flow and movement of chi. It's like something big had been stuck or unmoving was now moving and flowing, and I just felt like I was connected to the foundation of health, and that means a lot to me, and I think a lot of people don't even know that that is something to be valued. I didn't exactly until I found it, but it's something that is very valuable, and it's more than just taking a pill now and then, it's something that takes a commitment.
So how many treatments have you had overall, Michael?
3 so far.
Okay, so basically what Michael's case confirmed, what Dr. Elaine said earlier, we are putting Michael, the spirit, the true nature of Michael, back connected as much to the body as possible. That's why Michael feels, the mm-hmm. body feels like Michael and feels happy. Not just pain-free.
Not just a physical improvement, but it's an emotional and mental state, too.
So everything is a byproduct of the mental. So all the painful spots are some of the grudges, emotional trash you hold in the body. So each injection, we dump your emotional trash. That's why you're so happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Is your back better?
It's all connected.
How's the back doing now?
Very much better, but probably 60 to 70% improved. And if anything comes up, it's lightweight and short duration. So I'm very happy with that.
And the insomnia, how's that?
It's very good. It's much improved. I've been sleeping fairly well.
Are you on the grounding pad?
I want to look into that next time.
Oh, that's going to help your insomnia so much.
And you're not using any medication for anything, right? Correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. Three treatments.
Three treatments and 60% improvement. And how about the pain? How about the pain in your neck, the pain in your shoulders?
It's almost totally gone. Like I said, if it's there, it's very small and very short duration.
Amazing.
So this is our treatment compared to the dismal failure of modern medicine in the past. Yes.
So, Michael, don't you agree that other people who are listening in and hearing your amazing story should call 714-556-8664 and get their appointments with Dr. Tong?
Yes. Make a commitment to your health and go beyond, you know, a quick solution of taking some pills. Make a commitment.
Yeah.
And make that reach. It's something we have to reach for. It's not just going to be delivered.
It takes some work. Yeah, it does take some work.
Okay,
yes.
Michael.
And you could also check Dr. Tong out online at drtong.com, and you can see many of their success stories that have been filmed before and after treatment. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I just want to throw this in there. You too. Michael, you didn't say that because I'm taking you out to lunch.
He's taking me out to lunch.
Oh, your guys' humor. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you sharing your story because, you know, other people can really benefit from listening to your experience.
Well, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Have a great day.
Thank you also, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.